Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. I am Rob West. Christian parents are well acquainted with that verse. It's a source of inspiration and not a little pressure to do right by our children. Brian Holtz joins us today to talk about how we can do that. Then it's on to your calls at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Our guest, Brian Holtz, joins us for the first time today. Brian is the incoming CEO at one of our favorite ministries, Compass Finances God's Way. He's also the author of the brand new book, Financial Discipleship for Families, Intentionally Raising Faithful Children. Brian, it's great to have you on the program.
Thank you, Rob. It's a pleasure to join you in the faith and finance community today.
Well, we're thrilled. Let me take just a moment and say congratulations on your new position that begins at the first of the year. You're stepping into some enormous shoes, aren't you?
That I am. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Well, you want to help parents raise faithful children, Brian. So why is your book about money? Isn't there a more spiritual approach for doing this?
Well, yes and no. You know, Jesus taught many spiritual lessons using money as the illustration. Whether directly or indirectly through things like parables, it's clear that he saw money as a topic that was relatable to everyone. He saw it as a direct path to someone's heart and taught that our relationship with God is aided or hindered by our relationship with money. I believe we can do the same as we teach our children and grandchildren God's financial principles, how to apply them in their lives, and how to share them with others.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Now, you advise parents that training children needs to be done actively, not reactively. Share what you mean by that.
Yeah, unfortunately, many parents and grandparents, including me not so long ago, have few, if any, explicit goals for what we want for our kids and grandkids. And the few goals that we have defined, we generally have no real plan for how we're going to help them achieve those things. I believe most of us naturally parent or grandparent reactively, addressing issues only as they happen to come up, which is usually in a negative way. Being active parents or grandparents, on the other hand, means we not only help navigate past mistakes, but we're looking toward the future and helping prepare our kids and grandkids for the situations they will encounter in their lives. We think ahead about what goals we have for them, what obstacles they may encounter, what they need to learn, and how we as parents and grandparents can help them gain those essential skills now so that they're prepared to make good and God-glorifying decisions when those times come.
Yeah. Well, obviously, our listeners want to know how you do it. And you have a whole section in the book called A Simple Approach to Parenting based on three important elements. So let's just quickly review those.
Yeah, this simple approach was first articulated by our friend and Compass founder, Howard Dayton. It's what he calls MVP parenting. M is modeling. Anyone who's spent much time around kids has probably realized they are learning from us all the time, whether we want them to or not. And while that certainly presents some risks, we can use it to our advantage as well. Financially, if I want my kids to learn to budget, I should budget where they can see it. And if I want them to be generous, I should demonstrate generosity where they can see it. That's the core of effective modeling. The V stands for verbal instruction. Once our modeling has their attention, we want to be ready to explain the what and the why of our actions. Offering an explanation, even before they ask, takes the guesswork out of their natural curiosity. Take, for example, the Sunday morning offering. On their own, they may think we put money in the plate because we're required to pay rent to the church or something, or as we text in our gift, that we're just texting a friend because there's a break in the service. By offering the what and the why behind our actions, we help them understand that these actions are actually God-glorifying, which is different from paying the church rent or texting during the service. Finally, the P stands for practical opportunities. In this step, we orchestrate and offer opportunities for them to join in. We give them meaningful but appropriate tasks for their ages and abilities, and since we're there, we can offer them encouragement and tips to help them be successful. Best of all, we get to celebrate them, not only for their successes, but just their willingness to try. Erica and I let our kids budget and experience the joy of generosity firsthand. We let them save and spend on things they want, and we even let them make small mistakes while we're around to help them navigate the consequences and trade-offs. That's MVP parenting.
Yeah, it's so good and so important because we're training future adults. We want them to be financially literate, but we also want them to understand God's heart as it relates to their role as stewards. Brian, where can folks pick up a copy of this?
Yeah, you can pick it up at compassone.org, and you can learn more at the upcoming Kingdom Advisors Conference and Compass Global Conference in February in Orlando. They're going to be great.
Awesome. You can get more information at compass1.org. Brian, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Rob.
That's Brian Holtz, incoming CEO at Compass Finances God's Way. We'll be back with your calls just around the corner. Stick around.
For American Family Radio, I'm Charles Morris with Haven Ministries, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. It's Monday before my Thanksgiving. You know what that means. Crossing your T's, dotting your I's. Have your loved ones received an invitation? Do you know what'll be on the menu? What about the turkey? How long does it take to defrost? Your brain might be going in 100 different directions. I've been there. God's Word has something to say in the midst of a chaotic week. Psalm 46 paints quite a picture. Mountains falling into the heart of the sea. The waters shaking violently, kingdoms falling apart. But in the midst of it all, God speaks to his people and says, "Be still, know that I am God." Are you overwhelmed? Take a moment, be still, and know he is God. Get daily encouragement from God's Word from Anchor Devotional. Try it out at getanchor.com.
As the leading advocate for the Christian financial industry, Kingdom Advisors serves the public by promoting the integration of a biblical worldview across every aspect of the financial services industry. And we serve a growing network of thousands of Christian financial professionals, equipping and empowering them to carry biblical financial wisdom to their clients, peers, and community. For more information, visit KingdomAdvisors.com. That's KingdomAdvisors.com.
Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Christian parents are on the hook today because they have to identify the threats to the value system that's being taught to their children in public schools. And their job is to protect their kids from these influences.
Tune in for Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson. Weekdays at 6:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. on American Family Radio.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to our program. God's blessings to you all.
We are grateful for support from One Ascent Investments on the Faith and Finance program. They manage a comprehensive suite of value-based investment strategies designed to help Christian investors live aligned with what they value most. One Ascent believes that if your values inspire the way you live, they should also inspire the way you invest. This can be a unique form of worship. More information is available at investments.oneascent.com. That web address is investments.oneascent.com.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
I'm so thankful to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. All right, it's time for your calls and questions today. What are you thinking about financially as we head into our Thanksgiving week? Whatever it is, give us a call. Let's talk about it. We've got lines open right now, which means you can get right through when you call 800-525-7000. Again, that number is 800-525-7000. You can call right now with whatever you're thinking about financially, whether it's living, giving, owing, or growing God's money. We'd love to help you think about it. By the way, you know, when we simplify our financial lives into those four, the money we spend on our lifestyle, the money we give away, the money we owe for debt and taxes, and then the money we grow, that's our savings and investments, it does tend to take this seemingly unending number of financial decisions and makes it a little bit more understandable and relatable, especially when we understand that God's Word speaks to all four, living, giving, owing, and growing. There really are five simple principles, and apart from understanding that God owns it all and we're stewards, which is a game changer, if we can just apply these five simple principles over a long period of time, they're simple, not easy, we'll be in a position to experience God's best in this area of money management. What are they? Well, they're simply, number one, live within your means. Sounds easier to do than it is, especially now with inflation where it is, but it's the key to every financial success. Number two, avoid the use of debt. Debt isn't a sin, but it is dangerous. There are clear warnings in Scripture around the use of debt, so we want to try to avoid it. Third, we need to have some margin or some liquidity. That means if we're living within our means, we should have a cushion, something available at the end of the month. We don't get ourselves in a position where there's more month than money. We want it the opposite, so that with that margin, we can fund our longer-term goals, which is number four, set long-term goals. And then five, give generously, because giving breaks the power of money over our lives. So live within your means, avoid the use of debt, have some liquidity or margin, set long-term goals, and give generously. You know, if we do those five things over time, we'll put ourselves in a position to experience God's best. Now, those are the decision-making principles, the practical mechanics. What comes before that? Well, as I mentioned, it starts with God owning it all. It starts with understanding the heart of God in the Scriptures related to contentment and enjoying what God has provided, seeing money as a tool, not an end, but a means to an end. Realizing that our best opportunity, perhaps the most significant opportunity we have with God's money, is to be generous and to give it away, but we're also to enjoy it and provide for our families. We're to not allow it to compete with God for lordship over our lives. You remember we read in the New Testament, you cannot serve both God and mammon, or the spirit of money. Why are those two things put next to each other? Well, if something's going to compete with God for first position in our lives, it's most often going to be money and the things that money can buy. You remember in the parable of the sower, when that third soil choked out the word from bearing a 30, 60, 100-fold return. And you remember what happened after Jesus told that parable? The disciples said, what was it that choked out the word? And he went on to explain that it was the deceitfulness of riches, the desires for other things. It was the cares of this world. You see, the things that money can buy, the temporal, can compete with God and choke out the word from bearing fruit in our lives when we get caught up in the comparison trap. Well, how do we counteract that? Well, it starts with seeing God as our ultimate treasure and not our money. When we know that He is our abundance, first and foremost, then money takes its rightful place as a tool to accomplish God's purposes, as we're fixed on that which is to come, the eternal, not the temporal, the here and now, remembering that we're just a vapor. We're going to pass through this life in a hurry, but we can connect into God's grand story through our giving and our activities to partner with God where He's at work. You know, when we understand that biblical worldview of money that I just articulated, it's a game changer. It really changes everything about the why behind the decisions that we make. Well, that's what we want to do on this program, help you understand the connection between money and our hearts, making wise decisions in light of Scripture so that you can accomplish what God has for you while you're here. Because your calling doesn't have an expiration until He's ready to call you home. But money can be a key tool to accomplish God's purposes. In fact, we heard from a caller last week, a young lady in her 30s. She said, Rob, started listening to the program. I heard you talk about having a six-month emergency fund. I started putting that in place. And almost to the day when I got to the six-month mark, I unexpectedly lost my job. I was only able to overcome that because I had followed that advice. Now, it gets better. She said, at that moment, the Lord started working on my heart that perhaps He was calling me overseas to long-term missions. I wouldn't even have been able to entertain that had I not been in a position to weather that storm of the loss of the job with that emergency fund in place so I could listen to the call of the Holy Spirit on my life. And guess what? And this was last week. She said, guess what? I'm leaving in January to go for training for a year and then off to the Middle East to be on mission for God to share the love of Jesus Christ with those who don't yet know Him. That's incredible. That's not anything that I did. That's this young lady heeding the counsel of Scripture, following biblical principles, but seeing money as a tool to be able to listen to the voice of God and to respond and follow his lead. And that's what we want to help you do on this program each day. Not so you can enrich yourself. It's not about having more, and it's not about enriching God. God certainly doesn't need our money. He wants our hearts. And at the end of the day, that's what we're looking to accomplish. So, in light of all of that, what are your questions today? What are you thinking about financially, and how can we help be an encouragement, direct you back to the scriptures, and help you make the decisions that you need to make today in light of biblical truth? The number to call today is 800-525-7000. Again, lines are open, and we're going to be headed to the phones here in just a moment. So whatever your financial question is, you can call right now and get right through. 800-525-7000. Now, before this first break, let me mention a couple of things with regard to giving, because there are some year-end giving deadlines. These are not hard and fast, but these are just kind of rules of thumb to consider as you think about entering this giving season during this last 40 days or so of the year. As we head toward year end, a lot of charitable giving will take place, and we want to make sure that you don't get caught by the calendar, so to speak. Couple of thoughts on this. Number one, if you're looking to give away a proprietary mutual fund, and if you have one of those, you'll know what that is. Probably need to do that by December 31st. Grants out of your donor advised fund would be a good idea. For you to make a grant request to approve charities from your donor advised fund by the middle of December, December the 15th. If you're gifting publicly traded securities, you probably want to get those in, or at least initiated, by December 15th as well, so those can be wrapped up. Complex gifts, because of the volume at year end, you often want to think about making a complex gift prior to or as soon as December 15th at the very latest, just because those can be difficult to get through. We're thinking here now, perhaps gifting a piece of real estate, maybe gifting an interest in your business. If you need help with that, contact our friends at the National Christian Foundation, ncfgiving.com. By the way, physical checks really should be postmarked no later than December 29th. And also, if you're looking to start a charitable gift annuity this year, reach out to the team at the American Family Association Foundation so they can help you get that underway. Hey, think about this early. Get your giving done well before year end. Back with your calls after this. 800-525-7000. Call now.
Spreading the love and message of Jesus just got easier. The Christmas Bundle helps break the ice and open the door to share the gospel. It contains a Christmas shirt, 3 Christmas button or wristband 10 packs, 8 ounces of Noel coffee, the Advent Alphabet book, a Hope of All the Earth CD, and a 10-pack of Isaiah 9:6 stickers, all at a very special price. Get your Christmas bundle today at resources.afa.net.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Sometimes it can be hard to catch each live broadcast. This could be due to your job, school, or just life in general. We understand, which is why you don't have to miss out. The AFR podcast page is where you can find all of your favorite shows. Whether it's old or new, you can listen and download each broadcast that you've missed, including the ones you've already heard. Just visit the podcast page at afr.net.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
This year has just flown by. I know. It's already November. As this year comes to a close, the AFA Foundation would like to invite you to make a planned gift to American Family Association. Consider the many ways your planned gift can help restore a biblical worldview in our nation, as well as bring financial stability to your family. Call 800-326-4543, extension 345, or visit our website at afafoundation.net.
My name is Kent, and I'm a member of Christian Healthcare Ministries. I have a friend who actually has great insurance, and she recently had a life-threatening experience, and she was laying in the hospital bed afraid, not afraid for her life, but afraid of what her insurance would or would not cover. And as a CHM member, I can honestly say I just never have that fear. I can't tell you the peace of mind that provides.
Learn more about Christian Healthcare Ministries biblical cost sharing at chministries.org.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We've got two lines open. We're going to start taking your calls here in just a moment. 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. Hey, just a quick anecdote from CNBC today. You know, I mentioned before the break that one of the key five decision-making principles around money management is to live within your means. Well, a great story that reinforces that out today. Bill Stovall of Cumming, Georgia, which just happens to be right down the street from me, is in the news today. He's 100 years old, which is newsworthy in itself, but he's been able to hang on to $1 million nest egg. Now, that would not normally be out of school. Maybe he made a bunch of money and was able to sock a bunch away. Well, here's the kicker. Bill never earned more than $40,000 a year, and yet he was able to save up that much and not tap into it over the years. You remember I said he just turned 100? Bill simply says, listen to this, quote, "I've always lived within my means." Bill Stovall, Cumming, Georgia, $1 million nest egg, 100 years old, never earned more than $40,000 a year. "I've always lived within my means." Wow. That's powerful. That's a cool story. All right, we're going to take some phone calls today. Again, two lines open, 800-525-7000. Let's go to Louisiana. We're going to begin with Roscoe. How can I help?
Okay.
How are you?
I'm okay.
I'm glad to hear it. How can I help you, sir?
Okay. I get a Social Security check. But I got my niece over here, my Social Security check. And I want to know how can I manage it better by myself.
Yes, sir. So you're living on your Social Security check. Do you have a budget? Do you have a plan that says, here's what I kept coming in, which is your Social Security? And have you ever taken the time to write down all of your monthly expenses?
No. What I'm saying is I have my niece is managing my Social Security check.
All right. Okay. And so what does she do with it when it comes in every month?
Okay, well, I live with my nephew, and I give them $900 a month. And I only get, say, $50 a month out of that because she's paying my insurance, and I want to know how I can manage it myself.
Yeah. Have you talked to your niece about your desire to manage that money yourself when it comes in?
Yes.
All right. And how did that conversation go?
It didn't go too good because I want to move back on my old place, and I don't like living where I'm living at now.
Yeah, I see. All right. And does she have concerns that you may not have enough to be able to live on your own?
Well, that's precisely what it is. This man and I can't live by myself.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're aware of what the situation is, perhaps, in the housing market right now. Rental prices and home prices are very high right now. And so given that, and given you're on a fixed income, I suspect what they're doing is they're saying, listen, I don't know that you can make it on your own. There's just not enough money here for you to be able to get into, let's say, an apartment and cover all your bills and still have some money left over for food and so forth. Have you walked through the numbers with them, and do you believe you could make it on your own?
I knew I could make it on my own.
Yeah. Have you looked at what the expenses would be if you were out living on your own?
Yes, okay. Let's put it like this. I get $1,950 a month.
All right.
But I'm living with my nephew, and I give him
$900
a month.
Yes, sir.
And they pay my insurance for me out of my check, $400 a month.
Yeah.
And they're putting $120 a month in my my search fund. I pay my tithes.
All right. That's great. I like that. Well, here's what I might do. You know, it always helps when you have a plan. Okay, because if they're concerned you can't live on your own and you think you can, let's put it to the test. So what I would do, Roscoe, is create a budget. Go out and find out where you'd live. Pick the place that you want to live, and let's get that down. How much is the rent going to cost, and what are your utilities going to be, and you need renter's insurance, what's that going to cost, and how much would you need for food now if you're on your own instead of living with somebody else, and is that going to require any more gasoline, and just get that whole budget in place, and then compare that to your income, and let's see if it balances. And then sit down with your niece and your nephew and go over that plan. But that way we're not talking about hypotheticals. We're talking about actual numbers. And one of you will be right. Either you can do it and you'll have a plan that shows that, or you won't be able to. And perhaps they're right and it's going to be a bit more expensive than you expect on your own. And perhaps, where you are is the very best place for you. But I think having that plan is ultimately going to be the key to you all having a productive conversation. So take some time, put that budget together, and then schedule a time for the two of you or the three of you to sit down and talk through it all. And I'm confident that when you have the numbers in front of you, you guys will be able to have a thoughtful conversation and perhaps come to a place where everybody's on the same page. All right? Hey, we appreciate your call today, Roscoe.
Good.
May God bless you and happy Thanksgiving, sir. Thanks for being on the program. Well, folks, we're going to head into our next break here in just a moment. David in Texas, Vicky in Louisiana, we're going to be coming your way right after the break. So I'm just going to ask you all to hold right there. By the way, we have room for two more questions today. 800-525-7000. I should say two lines open. So if you want to call right now, you'll be able to get through. 800-525-7000. Let me also mention as we head into this break, here at the end of the year, with Faith and Finance on American Family Radio being listener supported, we rely on your gifts to FaithFi in order to bring you this program each day. So perhaps you've found it encouraging. Maybe you've applied some of the insights you've gleaned from the broadcast and it's been a blessing to you and you'd like to give back. We'd appreciate it. Your gifts are critical this time of the year between now and December 31st. Just head to FaithFi, that's faithfi.com, and click give. A gift of any amount would go a long way. Thanks in advance. We'll be right back with more of your questions after this. Stick around.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Alistair Begg wraps up our study in Nehemiah this week. We'll learn how walking with the Lord impacts a community, how passionate vows can quickly be neglected when leadership becomes lax, and why we need to be aware of threats to our spiritual well-being. That's on Truth for Life with Alistair Begg.
Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock Central on American Family Radio.
We are grateful for support from Eventide Investments on the Faith and Finance program. Eventide's approach to values-based investing is grounded in the belief that humankind was created in the image of God, with intrinsic dignity, value, and worth. Eventide calls this investing that makes the world rejoice. More information is available at eventideinvestments.com. That's eventideinvestments.com.
Are you investing in the future of God's kingdom or wonder how your money can make the most impact for His purposes? Kenneth Boa and Russ Crossan wrote the book Leverage, Using Temporal Wealth for Eternal Gain, to guide these discussions and build a financial legacy where moth nor rust destroy. Request your copy with your gift of any amount at faithfi.com. Your donation helps us share God's financial principles with others. Leverage your resources for greater impact today.
What does the American Family Association stand for?
AFA aims to evangelize the lost and disciple the believer. AFA aims to strengthen biblical marriages and equip parents to raise godly children.
These values and more are part of our mission to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. We also support the church. We want to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. Thank you for standing with us.
Are you struggling to fit your faith into your practice as a Christian financial advisor? The Certified Kingdom Advisor designation teaches you a step-by-step process to confidently deliver advice that aligns with Christian values. Discover the skills you need to help your clients make a kingdom impact. Get started today by enrolling in the CKA educational program at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified. That's kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
It's great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance. Coming up in the next segment of the broadcast, Bob Dahl stops by with his weekly investment commentary, find out what's moving the markets this week, and what the latest economic data says about where we might be headed from here. Bob Dahl up in our next segment. We'll look forward to that. In the meantime, we're taking your calls and questions today on anything financial. We've got a few lines open ready for you, 800-525-7000. Let's go to David, a first-time caller in Texas. How can I help, sir?
Good morning, Rob. Thank you so much for your ministry. I just had a retirement question this morning.
Yes, sir.
My wife is 66 years old, wanting to retire, desperately wanting to retire, unable to retire, she would have to cash in part of her 401k and pay off our house and car. Those are our two biggest payments that we have right now. And I was wondering if that's a good idea, or if we need to look at a different investment in vehicle, or just what we need to do.
Very good. So she's itching to retire, but you feel like that if she does retire, you've got to eliminate those two major expenses in order for you all to be able to balance the budget. Is that right? David, did I lose you? All right, I think we lost David. So, David, are you back with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, great. I lost you there for a moment. So let me just clarify. You believe that she wants to retire, but you believe that in order for you all to be able to make it after you lose her income, you're going to have to eliminate the house and car payment. Is that what you're saying?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
All right. And what does she have in retirement assets?
About $70,000.
Okay. And is that in a 401k?
Yes.
All right. And how many years do you have left if you just continue to pay on the house and the car the way you have been?
We've got about 5 years for the house and probably about the same on the car.
Okay, got it. And what are the balances roughly on each of them, the house and the car?
The car is about $25,000. The house is about $20,000.
Okay. Yeah, so you could pull that money out of the $70,000, and then, you know, that would obviously take $45,000. You know, you'd have the taxes on top of that. So, you know, let's say with, you know, you're pulling $45,000 on that. You know, let's say you're in a 22% tax bracket, so another $10,000. So you'd pull $55,000 of that, which would still leave you about $15,000 in the account. Now,
right.
What would your income source be at that point once she retires, and let's say that that 401k is down to $15,000, what would you all live on?
She does have Social Security.
Okay, I'm losing you there just a little bit.
I'm still working.
Okay, got it. And what do you have in retirement assets?
I beg your pardon?
What retirement assets do you have besides her $70,000?
I have about $20,000, $25,000, but I'm just in my 50s. I still have 10 years of work out of me.
Got it. Okay. And so with your income and the house and the car gone, you guys would be able to make ends meet. And then are you putting something away for retirement? What percent of your income are you putting aside?
I'm only putting away about 5% right now. That's all I can really afford to put away. I know I need to put away a whole lot more, but yeah. Right now that's all we can even afford.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Yeah. You know, I mean, obviously, if she's really itching to retire and you guys can make the numbers work by paying this off, I mean, I don't love the idea of you all pulling from this, you know, really what is your largest retirement asset today, and it's pretty much going to be gone. Now, you know, at that point, she'd be able to retire and you can make ends meet. The challenge is, where are we going and what is the plan to get to a place where you ultimately have what you need? With you only putting away 5%, you know, let's say you work another 15 years, that's great, but what are you all going to have then? And are you going to just be living solely on your and her Social Security largely? And is that enough? And then I think if not, the question is, okay, can she work an additional 5 years and you all pay off the house and the car just out of your current cash flow, except now you're heading into retirement with her $70,000 still intact, plus whatever you can put aside. And I think this just requires some planning, David. You know, I would get with an advisor and just really work through the retirement plan for both of you, because it seems like you're kind of right there on the edge. You know, you would, yes, you could make it work. And, you know, maybe she pulls, you know, you pull $20,000 out this year and $20,000 next year. What I like about that is the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is going to expire in 2025. And depending on what happens with the presidential election, those tax rates may be going up. So you could go ahead and pay the tax on that $20,000 and $25,000 maybe this year and next year, and go ahead and wipe out the house and the car, which gets you to the place where she could go ahead and retire, which I realize she wants to do. But I'm also concerned and thinking about, where are you guys headed? And are you always just going to be paycheck to paycheck, living right on the edge, because you're really not going to have a whole lot in the way of retirement assets? Hers is going to be almost gone, and you're not putting a whole lot aside. And where are we headed? And is that ultimately sustainable for you guys to live, you know, for the rest of your lives? I realize you'd be debt-free, and that's great, but, you know, it's not cheap. And, you know, there's additional expenses, namely medical expenses, in that season of life. And I just don't want you all to be in a tough spot. So, yes, she can do what you're asking, but I would recommend, before you all make that decision, you do some retirement planning with an advisor who could really look at the big picture and help you all make sure you have a clear understanding of, if you do this, where does that put you 15 years from now, you know, for the rest of your lives, and, you know, what are the numbers going to look like? Does that make sense?
That makes complete sense, Rob. So just contact the ZKA in this area.
That's what I would do, David. And what you're looking for is not investment management, but just for somebody to do some retirement planning with you, probably for a fee based on an hourly rate. And, you know, just help you and your wife have some peace of mind, so you know, okay, here's the plan, we're going to work the plan. And if there's hard decisions to be made, either her delaying her retirement or maybe you all proceeding, you know, like you'd asked about, that's fine, but at least you know where you're headed and ultimately what you need to try to put away for the next 15 years to accomplish your goals. So, yeah, just head to faithfi.com and click Find a CKA, David, and I think that'll be the best next step.
Okay, thank you so much. Bless you, bless your ministry, and have a happy Thanksgiving, Rob.
Thank you, David, and to you as well, sir. You've enjoyed your call today. May the Lord bless you. What a delight he was. You know, folks, by the way, we talk about CKAs a lot, Certified Kingdom Advisors. If you're looking for a professional financial advisor, either in the area of financial planning, investments, taxes and insurance, or an estate planning attorney, we recommend the CKA designation. There's 1,500 men and women across the U.S. and Canada that have earned the only industry designation for biblically wise financial advice for those professionals who have met high standards in character and competence and faith alignment. Just head to our website, faithfi.com. Click Find a CKA. All right, Vicki, you've been waiting patiently. You're going to be first up after the break, then Bob Dahl. More to come on Faith and Finance. Stick around.
You want your children to do well in the world, to serve others, and to love God, but that desire really needs to be instilled in them. On the next Focus on the Family, Dr. Kathy Cook examines the importance of character and offers ways that you can nurture and develop character in your child. Some solid parenting strategies next time on Focus on the Family with Jim Daly.
Focus on the Family is heard each weekday morning at 5 o'clock Central on American Family Radio.
One of the things that's been so interesting to me as I've studied this is to discover all the different things that angels do. Each of them has a personal responsibility. They're not all just the same. Some of them are constructed differently so that they can do the things that God has called them to do.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, Angels, Who They Are and How They Help, next time on Turning Point.
5:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Coming up in just a moment, Bob Dahl checks in with his market commentary. But first, Vicki's been waiting patiently in Louisiana. Vicki, how can I help?
Well, I inherited a $500,000 annuity, which I owe taxes on. And I don't really need the money. I'm trying to sell my old house. And I just need to know, my friend's partner told me that I should wait the 10 years to pay the taxes on it. I'm 76, so I don't know if I'll live to 86. I'm in very good health. But anyway, I just need to know if I need to start paying on that tax, $500,000, pulling it out, or what?
Yeah, it's a great question here, Vicki, and it really is wise. I mean, I'll give you some thoughts, but it is wise to visit with an accountant or a financial planner to go over your options and review the various tax scenarios. Annuities can be complex. Do you happen to know whether this is a qualified or a non-qualified annuity?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's going to make a big difference. That's mostly going to drive the tax consequences. With a qualified annuity, it was purchased through a workplace retirement account, and it was funded with pre-tax dollars, and therefore
the taxes have not been paid on it.
Okay, yeah. So with a qualified annuity, then typically you'd either do a one-time payout or a multi-year payout, which, as you said, there's the five-year option or a 10-year term where it's inside an IRA, and then you can pull it out over 10 years. But the other consideration you have is something called a required minimum distribution. At your age, you know, there's a certain amount you likely have to take out every year. So you want to make sure you at least take that amount out so you don't have any penalties with regard to the IRS. But right, spreading it out can make some sense, Vicki, because you're just paying the tax a little bit at a time, as you pull it out, as opposed to paying it all at once, which could push you up into a higher bracket. So, I think that's probably the best option as you consider, where you're going from here. Do you have an advisor that you've worked with in the past?
Well, I had one, and she's had health issues, so I need to find a new one.
Yeah, okay. And that person could look at your tax situation, look at your income needs, consider your age and the required minimum, and just really help you develop a plan for how quickly you pull this out, given that you don't need the money. And so the key is just to lessen that tax burden. What I would do, Vicki, if you need another advisor, just head to our website, faithfi.com. That's faithfi.com, and just click Find a CKA at the top of the page, and you can do a zip code search right there in Louisiana, and any of those advisors would be able to help you do the planning on this and make a plan going forward.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Vicki. Thanks for your call. God bless you, and happy Thanksgiving. Hey, before we head back to the phones here, Bob Dahl's with us today. It's Monday, and Bob joins us in this segment of the broadcast with his market commentary. Bob, happy Thanksgiving week to you, sir.
Thanks to you and all your listeners.
I appreciate that. Market showing some strength, even with probably fewer people working on Wall Street. What's driving the markets this week?
Yeah, it'll be a slow week, Rob. I think, look, we've had three up weeks in a row. We've gained about 80% of what we lost in that July to late October sell-off. And I think people are just saying that, the world's reasonably okay, particularly corporate America, and the earnings are going to be all right, and therefore I should own a few stocks. I think that's the driver here, plus Thanksgiving's a happy time.
Yes, it sure is. Bob, what about the latest economic data? I mean, is there a case to be made that this soft landing that the Fed has been hoping for is perhaps more realistic as we head into next year?
It's not out of the question. We're clearly seeing weakness, and the soft landing folks would say we expected that, and the hard landing recession folks would say, yeah, we expected that too, but it's just not going to be mild. In other words, we're seeing labor conditions deteriorate. There's still new jobs, just not as many as there were.
Yes.
We're witnessing a climb in both credit card and auto loan delinquencies. That's typical for a slowdown or a recession, and we expect more of that deterioration to continue. If you listen to the third quarter management calls after earnings, they basically said our third quarter earnings were fine, but we're finding just some deterioration for the fourth quarter and into next year. I don't think that's an oversimplification. We'll see how slow things get.
Yeah. I was watching over the weekend. I saw some comments out by the CFO of Walmart. And what's amazing is when you look at Walmart, I mean, it's bigger than most countries in the world in terms of the revenue. But obviously, they have the pulse on the American consumer. They're talking about expected weakness heading into Christmas. You know, that's probably part and parcel for what others are saying as well, right?
It is. It's slowing, not a decline. And the difference between those is obviously the difference between a soft landing and a recession. And we'll just have to watch that carefully. These things never go exactly as you expect them. And it's not like we'll just engineer this soft landing and then things will recover nicely. We're still concerned, as you know, Rob, by the impacts of the massive increase in interest rates that have taken place, that we've not seen all those impacts just yet.
Yeah, there's no question about that. All right, looking abroad, Bob, two questions in particular. One related to this most recent meeting between President Xi of China and President Biden. Anything to make out of that other than just some glad handing?
Mostly glad handing. Look, both presidents have issues inside their countries, and they're also recognizing the world is a pretty unstable place. So the last thing the world needs to see is that the Chinese and the Americans are in a Cold War, which we are. That's not gone away. They're just trying with this meeting to slow the economic or the national security tensions that have existed. So I wouldn't make too much of it, but on the other hand, thankfully they talked.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, Bob, and then obviously big news last night out of Argentina with regard to the new president-elect. What do you make of that, and what does that say economically?
Well, it says that electorates are in a position to say, you know what we've been doing, we're getting tired of it. It's just not all working. Let's try something new. And so this hands-off libertarian kind of approach is what they're going to try to do there. I think all of this says that the world is a bit unstable. Countries are searching. People are not content with where they are and where they're going. And hopefully that's stirring inside them a heart for the gospel.
Yeah, no question about it. Bob, finish with just a word of encouragement just about our opportunity with regard to gratitude and thanksgiving to the God who gives us so much as we head into Thanksgiving week.
Oh, how many hours you give me to do that? I mean, briefly, I would say strictly on a non-faith basis, and hearts of gratitude lead to happier lives. Yeah. There's so many studies that show that. And of course, the happiness and the gratitude we have, we need to recognize where it comes from. It comes from the Lord. Everything we have is from God,
yes,
including our bodies, our minds, and yes, of course, our bank accounts. All of it is God's, and we're to be good stewards and be thankful all the blessings he sent our way. Some we're aware of, Rob. Some we don't even know that he sent our way.
Yeah, that's so true, Bob. Well said. Well, listen, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, Bob. Thanks for stopping by.
All the best.
Bye. All right. That's Bob Dahl, Chief Investment Officer at Crossmark Global Investments. You can learn more at crossmarkglobal.com. You can also sign up for his weekly investment commentary. It's called Dahl's Deliberations. All right, back to the phones. Let's round out the broadcast here. To Connie, thank you for your patience in Oregon. How can I help?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I am a 63-year-old woman that has very limited income. I had a 401k, but I had to cash it out to try and pay off some of my credit card debt because I incurred a significant loss of finances. I currently have a 15-year-old son who I get child support for, in effect, and that will stop in 3 years. And I currently have about $30,000 worth of credit card debt. And so I was not knowing, with my limited income and his going to be going away, I shall not be able to pay off this credit card debt. And so I was thinking that maybe my best and only option is to go ahead and try and file for bankruptcy. Your thoughts?
Yeah, Connie. Well, listen, you know, I'd love for you to explore every other option. I mean, bankruptcy is not a sin. It's just a modern legal term that we've created that, you know, in some cases folks are forced into for protection. That doesn't change the fact that, you know, the Bible is very clear that we need to have an absolute commitment to repayment. But I'd love for you to explore every other option before you look at bankruptcy. So here's what I would suggest. Our friends at Christian Credit Counselors, Connie, have worked with hundreds and hundreds of our faith and finance listeners to help them get a spending plan that makes sense, help them get the interest rates down on their credit cards, and come up with one monthly payment that fits in their budget so they can actually make progress toward paying off their debts once and for all. I think that's probably your next step. They'll pray with you, they'll encourage you, but they'll really help to explore and see if there's any other option before you consider bankruptcy to get this going in the right direction, even in light of kind of the changes going on with your son and his next season of life. So I would reach out, let them know that you listen to Faith and Finance. They'll take good care of you. It's ChristianCreditCounselors.org, ChristianCreditCounselors.org. Connie, all the best to you. Happy Thanksgiving. You can get through this, and we want to help, and I know CCC will be a big blessing to you. Thanks so much. Scott, I apologize we didn't get to your question today. I'd love to have you on a future broadcast. Let's see if our team can get you scheduled. Thanks for calling today. We appreciate it. On behalf of my team today, Robert Youngblood, Jim Henry and Adam Suddeth. I'm Rob West. This has been Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Thanks for joining us. By the way, you can support the ministry at faithfi.com. Just click give. Happy Thanksgiving week. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.